Chagiga Yerushalmi, cross line to Chagiga Bavli, Daf Yud. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nova, our base, and the Mishnah of Halacha Ches. Hetzer Adam, Prochim Ba'avir, Vein Lahem Amma, Shismoifu. Hetzer of Val, permitting Val's throats in the air, means and Chacham do not have explicit psukim to support it. Lochus Shabbos, Chagigoiz, Vaham Me'ilois, Arihem, Kaharoim, Hatzulim, Besaro, Laws of Shabbos, Chagigos, and Me'ilos are like mountains hanging from hairs. There are few psukim and many laws. Adinim, the Ha'avodos, Ataharos, Vatameos, Haharos, Ishlam Amma, Shif Moichu, Elhen, Guvay Torah. Mandatory laws, service in the base of Migdash, Taharos, and Tumos, and Arias, the forbidden relationships, have many psukim to support them. They are the essentials of Torah. The Gemara says, "Tani Rabbi Lezer Omer Yesh Lahem Amma Shishmeichu Nishbati Rakayema Pa'amim She'ein LeMekayim." The Gemara brings a baisa from Rabbi Lezer that Chachamim have what to rely on when it comes to permitting vows. As the pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Yotef pasuk Kuf Vav, "Nishbati Rakayema, I have sworn and I've fulfilled it." Sometimes one does not fulfill, rather he permits his vow or oath. Yeshua says they have what to rely on because the prophet says in Tehillim, as I saw in my anger I saw, and I swore and I retract. A Mishnah teaches that four kinds of vows the Chachamim permitted. Is it not the Chacham who permit all vows? Here we have Moshe and Roshei HaMatos Livnei Yisrael. Tala Parash of Roshei HaMatos Shiv Matir Lahen Es Nidrehen. It says, Vayidaber Moshe and Roshei HaMatos Livnei Yisrael. The Parash of vows is attributed to the heads of the Shvatim, the teacher that commit Yisrael's vows. Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel Ksiv Layachal Dvaroi Hu Eina Meichal Dvaroi Achiru she'oise dvaroi chulin, reivu zeh, ve'achochom she'umateloi es nidrei. Yehuda, quoting Shmuel, it says, lo yachel dvaroi, a person should not profane his own words. He, the one who vowed, does not profane his word, but someone else can make his word chulin. And who is this? If a chochom who permits his vow. Rav Zeira, Rav Yehuda, Yumya, Ba'aba, B'Shem Shmuel, Shkosha, Shehen Yodim, Pesach, Maturin, Kazokin. Zera, quoting Rav Yehuda, quoting Yumya, Ba'ach, quoting Shmuel, said that three regular people who know how to prefer, means find a reason to consider a vow mistaken, they can permit, like a Chacham. Salvin Meimim, Ramachim, Shehen Zokin. We assume this is only in a place where there is no Chacham. Rabbanon de Kisarin Amrin Afilu Makum Shesh Zarkin. Rabbanon of Kisarin reject that and say no, it's even in a place where there is a Chacham. Amrin claim Rabbi Yasa, Rav Chuna, Roshi Matis. They said to Rabbi Yasa that is Rav Chuna considered Roshi Matis to permit vows alone, even though he was not authorized by the Nasi or the Rish Galusa? In Leith Rav Chuna, Roshi Matis, Man Inun Roshi Matis. Rav Chuna, Rosh Roshi Matis. Yasa answered, if Rav Chuna is not the Roshi Matos, the head of the tribe, then who is Roshi Matos? Rav Chuna is the head of the heads of the tribe. Maru Lemanes Zakenim Nadram Yechidim. May we appoint Chachamim for isolated matters, means only to rule when a Bechor has a blemish to permit Shechita nowadays, or only for monetary cases. In Shemenador, Rav Menisei, Rebbe, Latir Nadarim, Leroyis Kasamim, Mindadamech, Ba, Gabe Borei, Mume Bechayroith, Aimeloi, Eini Moisiv Lecha, Amashe Nasan Lecha, Abba. We learn from the following. Rabbi appointed Rav to permit vows and to inspect the stains of Nida. After Rabbi died, he asked Rabbi's son to authorize him to inspect blemishes of Bechayroith. His son said, I don't add to what my father gave to you as authorization. Am Rabbi Yosef Ravun, Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi actually gave him authorization for everything, the judge alone to permit vows and to inspect open mumim. After he died, Rava asked his son to authorize him to be able to inspect covered mumim. The son said, I don't add to what my father gave to you. Rava was a big expert, and Rebbe feared that others extrapolate and permit based on similar mumim. Afagavda ad oma memanin zekenin adzvam yechidim v'hushe roi l'chol hadvarim. Even though you said that we may appoint a chacham for isolated matters, he must be proper for all matters. Ador b'shur b'levi mani l'chol tamudoi v'av mitzta'er al'chad d'ha v'bochi v'ayinoi v'leha v'yochel m'anoisei. This is like the case of b'shur b'levi. He appointed all of his tamudim, and he was pained about one tamud who was stricken in one eye. His vision was impaired, so he couldn't inspect the blood of Nida, and Rishu ben Levi could not appoint him. He should have appointed him for specific matters, and while this shows that one who is proper for all matters is proper for one matter, one who is not proper for all matters, even for one matter, he's not proper. May we appoint Chachamim temporarily. We learn from the following. Rav Chiya bar Abba came to Blaza and said, appease the Yudan the Nasi to write one letter for me that I'm worthy of honor, and I will go to Chutz La'aretz for income.
He appeased him, and he wrote, behold, we send to you a great man, our Shaliach, and he is proper to rule like us until he comes back to us, which shows that one may appoint temporarily.
Hizkia, quoting Rav Dustai, quoting Rav Abba bar Zemina, and some say that it was in the name of Rav Dustai the Elder, wrote, behold, we sent you a great man, what is his greatness? He is not ashamed to say, I did not hear. Ma'u lahatir b'palanim, they won't permit vows with palanim, which is a head covering, or must be wearing specifically a talus over his head. Yavol v'shem Rav Yeruchanim, matir b'palanim, Rebbe hitir b'palanim, Rav Shem Levi, matir b'palanim. The answer is Rabbi Yavol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that we permit Palanim, Rabbi permitted with Palanim, and Rishu ben Levi permitted with Palanim. If Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yomiyah, but Malkum she'ain Talus. If Chuna, quoting Rabbi Yomiyah, said that only if there was no Talus available. And Rabbi Yosef Babun, l'nadoim kalim. Rabbi Babun said that this is only for simple vows that are permitted through mere regret of the vow itself.
Hilchos Shabbos. The laws of Shabbos consider like mountains hanging from hairs, but there are few psukim and many laws. V'yona am v'chama ba'ukva makshi v'aloi ein kosev ela ach mayanu bo mikva mayim ye toho v'alam menu kama halachas. V'yona, quoting v'chama ba'ukva, asked what it says in only in v'yikra yudala posuk lamed vav. A spring or a cistern, a gathering of water, remains tahor. And just from that pasuk, you learn many halachas. So why does our Mishnah say that taharas have much support for them? V'zeyu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'basra halacha tachas yadecha, b'einad yadeh mativa, al taf pligene, b'davar acher, shari kama halachas, nemu l'mosh mesinai, v'kulen meshukois b'mishnah. V'zeyu, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said if a halacha comes to you and you don't know its source, don't distance it, means don't reject it or make difficult drushes to justify it. Many halachas are said to Moshe on Sinai, and all of them are embedded in the Mishnah. Amri avon v'yeus, haray shnei minei chitim, I lulei sheba nocha mepir shalonu yodim. Rabbi Avon supported that by saying if one sowed his field with two kinds of wheat, if he made one granary, he leaves one pear. If he made two granaries, he must leave pear from each. Ad nocham, I love not tell and explain this tradition from Sinai. Would we know it? Mzeir's teaching is like Rav Lazar taught, The pasuk says in Hosea Perches, pasuk Yedbeis, I will write for him most of my Torah. What is the majority of Torah written? The old Torah is bigger. Ella merubin hadroim hanidroshim elaksav min hadroim hanidroshim elapeh.
Rather, more matters are expounded from what is written than from what is expounded from tradition from Sinai, which were transmitted through the mouth.
Bikini, is it true?
Ella chavivin hadroim hasmuchim elaksav min hadroim hasmuchim elapeh. Rather, the matters supported from what is written are dearer than the matters supported from oral traditions.
Amar Yehuda bar Pavi, echtev le b'vitoriasi, elu hateichochais, apilukein leikomai zah nechshilo.
Rabbi Yehuda bar Pavi said again, quoting that pasuk, I will write to him most of my Torah, neither referring to the rebukes, and even so they're considered like a stranger.
Amar Rabbi Avon elu kasavte lecha b'vitoriasi, leikomai zah nechshilo, ma benan leumais, elu mojtsiim sifreihem, ve'elu mojtsiim sifreihem dereihem.
Yehuda bar Pavi said, Hashem says, had I written for you the majority of my Torah, means also the old Torah, would you still not be considered like a stranger, means like other nations who copied the written Torah? These would take out their Sfarim, and these would take out their Sfarim parchments, and there would not be an evidence of difference between them.
V'chagai b'shem v'shmur b'nachman, ne'em u'dvam b'peh v'ne'em u'dvam b'chtar, v've'inun yodim eiz mehen chavivin.
V'chagai quoting v'shmur b'nachman, said that matters were said orally, and matters were said in writing, but we don't know which is dearer. And I mean, Ma'ad Chiv, Yalpi Adroi Ma'ila, Torati Yitzcha, Bris, Beth Yisol, Hada'oma, Oison, Shibapeh, Chavivin.
Since it says, in Shemais Perek Lama Dala Pazal Chav Zayin, because Alpi, according to these matters, I have made with you a pact. This teaches that the old matter is dearer because it has the lotion of Alpi.
V'yuchun v'yudun be v'shimon, Chad omar im shamarte mashi b'feh, v'shimarte mashi b'chsav, ani kores etcha bris, v'mlab eini kores etcha bris.
V'yuchan of Yudah b'Shimon said that one of them said, if you guard what was given orally and what was given in writing, I, mean Hashem, make a bris with you, and if not, I do not make a bris with you.
V'ona omar im shamarte mashi b'feh, v'shimarte mashi b'chsav, and mekabel scha, v'mlab eini at mekabel scha.
The other one said, if you guard what was given orally and what was given in writing, you'll receive a reward. If not, you will not receive a reward.
Amru Shubin Levi, Alehem, Va'alehem, Kol, Tachol, Zorim Hadzorim, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachos, Va'agodli.
Shubin Levi says, it doesn't say Alehem, it says Va'alehem. It doesn't say Kol, it rather says Kuchol. It doesn't say Dvorim, but rather Hadzorim. And the simple meaning is Mikra, and the three inclusions add also Mishnah, Talmud bin Halachos and Agadot.
Afilu Masha Talmud Vasik Asid Lahiros Lifnei Rabbi Kranema LeMoshe Mesinai.
Even what an elder Talmud will teach in front of his Rebbe was already said to Moshe on Har Sinai.
Ma Taima Yesh Davar Sheyem Ra Ve'ei Ze Chadashu Chaviroi Meshiv Ra'im Elai Kva Haya Lailomim Asher Haya Melefoneinu.
What's the source for this? It's a pasuk in Kriheles, in Perek Aleph pasuk Yud. The pasuk verse says, there is a thing of which someone will say, see this, it's new. And then his friend answers him, and that's the second part of the pasuk. It has already been for ages which were before us.